Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I go right. I went the right way, was the left. Don't draw inside line, because the scribbles look so sad. Right.
Hiram1555, blogtalkradio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.com.
beloved family, I say unto you all, Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth and beyond. This is the platform for black empowerment, for the accumulation and the acquisition of true knowledge that will free you from the hand of the beast. This is the Star and Crescent Report. Before we go into our show today, I would like to give a very special thank you to Brother Gerald, Brother Adrian, Brother Amir, and Brother Macau for their financial donation to the Hiram's 1555 blog and the Star and Crescent Report. I just wanted to get that in right here, right now, so that time doesn't pass. I want to give you your props on the air so that the people can see and know who you are, okay? Now, that being said, I also want you to go and patronize the Help Blaze at thehelpblaze.com. Go over there and support us. It's an all-natural black one-stop shop for everything from soap to deodorant to laundry detergent to bath beads, bath bombs, body lotion, hair products, anything. Go over there and support us. And like us on Facebook also at thehelpblaze.com and the Help Blaze on Facebook. Okay? Now, the show today is called A Race Against Time. And it seems like I'm racing against time because every time we get into the show, it's almost up. But the show is titled A Race Against Time on the Highway of Destruction. Now, when I made this title for the show, I was thinking in a way that America is in such trouble, but I wanted to convey it to you in a way that you can understand it through the dictionary or through what the white man himself has said or what the Bible has taught. So this morning before the show started, I thought I would look it up. And so I want you to bear with me because this has a lot of significance to what we're going to get into, okay? A lot of significance. So according to one of the thesauruses of synonyms and related words, it says this right here. A situation, and when we're talking about, and my microphone is going on and off, so I'm glad. Somebody, if you hear me, please put one of your hands up, please, because here we go with this foolishness with Blog Talk Radio again. So, thank you for putting your hands up. I can see you. Thank you so much. Okay, now, the title of the show is called A Race Against Time on the Highway of Destruction. Now, A Race Against Time, that part of the title of the show means, according to the thesaurus, a situation in which someone or something must do or finish something very quickly because they only have a limited amount of time to do it. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that in the 9,000 year of our calendar, and he says, remember this, an enemy was produced to cause all of this trouble that has been coming to the black man for the past in the last 6,000 years. We call him the white man instead of just saying devil. Okay? So, this devil that was given a temporary, limited time of rule, according to the Bible, according to Genesis, is the Caucasian man or this Yakub grafted man or devil known in the first part of Genesis as the Adamic or Adam people. Right? So they had a limited time of 6 days, and the Bible teaches us that a day is like unto a thousand years with the Lord. So if you multiply that, you'll get 6,000 years. So we come to something that shows us that these people, their world, and especially the most powerful force of their world, which is America, has a time limit, and the time limit and the expiration date has come to pass. Hence, we are seeing all types of volcanic eruptions around the world. We're seeing things that we never thought we would see before. When I was a child, you didn't see these many lunar and solar eclipses. You didn't see all of these comets coming past the Earth. They didn't talk about these things. But you're seeing more and more of these things, right? Earthquakes in diverse places. You're hearing about wars and rumors of more wars, right? There's an economic crisis. white man's world, and we're going into the seventh day. Now, as I said that, I also looked for the other part, on the highway of destruction. And so, curiosity got the best of me, so I went and looked up what the Christians and the Christian sources write about this. And they say, on the highway of destruction means the vast majority of the human race remains on the broad road to destruction. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, yet it snares many people. Now, let me tell you something. Let us go to this. So now we're seeing that they're telling you that destruction, right? This means destruction. They're telling you that the people who are headed for destruction have a limited time. Now, I'm getting to something, brothers and sisters, because right before the show started, I was going to start off something else. But as I tell you, every time I let a law take over, we can't go wrong, okay? So when we're looking at this situation and we're seeing that America is becoming more and more desperate in her domestic policies, look at the divide in America, not just between black and white, but between white and white. And the power elite, look at the great divide, the confusion, the chaos that is now gripping America. Why is this happening? Because she has refused to do justice by her ex-slaves. And she is refusing to let them go free. The same scenario that took place under Pharaoh in ancient Egypt in the time of Moses and the so-called Israelites. Is that not right? Didn't Muhammad tell you that? That the same thing must take place today. And now all we have to do is do a comparative analysis of yesteryear under Pharaoh during Moses' time in Egypt. And today under this brutal and vicious Pharaoh here in America. And we'll see that these two histories correspond to one another. Only one is worse than the other. Okay? Brothers and sisters, we're at a time where we are witnessing the total destruction of an entire people. We're looking at the total destruction, not only of their world, their monetary system, and their culture, but their ideas. As I told you on one show, and we had scientific proof, that the universe was created in such a way that it is self-cleansing, self-clean, according to what the scientists of the world have now said. According to them. Now, you can go to the Highest 1555 blog and look through the URL or whatever what we provide, where you can search the articles and you can pull it up from one of the science journals. They have come to the conclusion that the universe is self-cleaning. So now, if we have this opposite man, this unalike man and people that come in a void or a vacuum in our history, and all of their thoughts, ways, actions, and the way of life and culture is contrary to ours and the antithesis of God's righteousness and goodness, then of course if God created the universe in good, with good, surely good would rid itself of that which hinders it from becoming good again, right? A race against time on the highway of destruction. America knows this. Europe knows this. And this is why you see all of them in cliques together trying to overthrow and demonize Africa and the Middle East. They're trying to keep them, those nations, as subjected nations so that they can suck all the resources out and maintain their luxury way of life in Europe and in America and in the other Caucasian nations. Now, this is something that is on my mind right now while I'm speaking. You know, you hear a lot of these people are talking about the refugee crisis that's in Europe, but none of them go to the heart of it. There would not have been a refugee crisis if the governments of Europe and America had not bombed other nations. It would not have been a refugee crisis if the governments of Europe and America had not overthrown the legitimate governments of those nations. It would not have been a refugee crisis if the governments of Europe and America had not bribed the leaders of those other nations. And it would not have been a refugee crisis if Europe would have packed up and went the hell back to Europe and left those people alone there. So there, the root cause of all of their ills and problems that they're facing today, and so is America. This is a truth that you cannot get around. And so they're in trouble, especially America. She is huffing and puffing and barking like a mad dog because she's facing it at home and she's catching hell abroad, right? So we're going to go to something because I want you to understand that. I was listening to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and he was talking about how God would break America's power economically and militarily, and how he would raise up the nations around earth, small and great, to oppose America. And this is what you're seeing today. And all while that is going on, you're looking at an economic tsunami that is coming on in the derivative market. I was listening to something one guy was saying. He says, just in Canada alone, he said Canada's derivative market was $35 trillion. Alone, Canada. And he said, this is huge, but it is small in comparison to America. Uh-oh. So what are you saying? If Canada, if you think $35 trillion is small, what is large? According to Bill Holter, according to Jim Rogers, according to Gerald Celente, according to Peter Schiff, and a host of other market analysis, they say, they said that the derivative market is over $5 trillion, not $50 trillion, not $500 trillion, but $5 quadrillion. I'm gonna say that again. $5 quadrillion. Now, if we look at this, let us look at that $5 quadrillion. If the total GDP of the globe, the gross domestic product of the entire, that means everything that is put out each year is worth value. All of it put together ranges from $65 to $75 trillion. How in the hell can you stop this debt bomb? If all of the nations banded together, how could you stop it from exploding? And this is why you hear Gregory Mannarino saying, yeah, when this thing goes off, it will be something worse than a nuclear exchange. This is what he's telling you. He says that on a lot of clips that I play for you all. Because they see something in the works here that they cannot postpone any longer, and that they cannot push aside, and that they cannot tamper down or hide anymore. Because the evidence of it has become clear. That little small ailment that you had, I'm talking about the white world and especially America, turned into a cancer. And that cancer has metastasized to no matter what you do, the body must die. Brothers and sisters, let's go to Fall of America. We're going to go to a clip. Okay? I know time gets short real quick. I think we need to go to 47. Chapter 46. Excuse me. So, read along with me if you can. Okay? Because this is the way you can get edification. I want you to pay close attention to this. This chapter is titled The Great Days, The Terrible Days of God. Now, why would he call the terrible days of God the great days? Because, as Brother Saladin used to say to me, he said, brother, these are some great and dreadful days. He said, it was taught to us, yeah, they are great for those who have embraced God's word. These days will be great because they're living to see the vindication of the prophets, the apostles, the messengers, and all of the saints who had persevered and were persecuted and killed for the truth. These are great days because God is bringing to a head that which time is moving forward in. Oh, Brother Saladin, I thank you, brother, for those teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I thank you, brother. And he said, but these days are terrible days. They're dreadful days for those who have rejected, who have ignored, who has rejected all of what God had tried to give to them. They must be punished. They must be chastised. And there's no way out because they rejected the door of God. So we go to this chapter here, chapter 46, the great days, the terrible days of God. We must not forget how we are warned by prophecies for 100 years and for 1,000 years that an end must come to his world. Whose world? The world of that person that has that time limit, that six on it, and that he can't go over to it, to the seventh. So his world, that Who controls the United Nations? Who controls the World Bank? Who controls the IMF? Huh? Who controls the perception of international law? Who controls the global media? Who controls the mightiest military arm? And who occupies and bombs everybody that's in opposition to their ideas and their policies? Let's be real with each other. So, when Muhammad is talking about the rulers of this world, he's talking about those people, okay? The rulers of this world must be removed and the crown must be taken off and placed upon another head. And they will rule in justice and righteousness. The people of this world, the world of Yaqub, the world of the Caucasian, the devil, the white man, the people of this world have now become so wicked and so fearful of the consequences of their own rule until the almost thoughtless vision is gone and filthiness has taken hold of the people. Their head is going to and fro to the nations of the earth. Look around. Every time you turn around, Obama visiting somebody or John Kerry visiting somebody, or you got Victoria Nuland over here, or you got that Rice woman, or you got the ambassador, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., or you have some war secretary or somebody's going somewhere to try to make amends with people that they wronged and robbed and threatened and bribed. Right? This is true now. So they're doing this because what? We have hit the door of their rule. This is the end. And all of it points to exit signs up there, saying that they're out of time and out of luck. Muhammad says, their head is going to and fro to the nations of the earth to find a way of peace between the heads of nations. What did Kerry say a few days ago? We see no need to talk to Russia anymore because it will not acquiesce to America's demand, right? So we cut off all modes of communication. We will not talk about Syria. 3 days later, what are they talking about? We called the Russian foreign minister to try to have a secret meeting together so that we can discuss how to end the crisis in Syria, how to end the crisis in Ukraine. Hell, you the one started it. But see, this is what I'm talking about. The madness of the people, the madness of this world has taken hold of the minds of the people of this world. So Muhammad says, their head is going to and fro to the nations of the earth to find a way of peace between the heads of the nation. A great time, a troublesome time, a terrible time. The hearts of the people all begin to weaken and to fail because of what is going on and what they see coming. Uh-oh. This is why they're in war mode. This is why they're manipulating the market. Not because of what was yesteryear, but what they see coming to them now. Because they know that retribution must come to them. They know the laws of physics. They know the laws of science. They know the basic laws of the universe. Karma, justice, judgment. What goes around comes around. The laws of science. told me. You know? And in her book, she says that it puzzled them how this stuff can be passed off so easy amongst white people. And she proposed, she said, maybe it's the lack of melanin in our skin or something like that. This is what she said. I have the book on my library shelf that she signed and put up there. But I'm paraphrasing here. But even these white scholars are saying, look at the history of us. We came on the planet killing. This is what she said. She said, and the white man comes and he befriends you, then he lies to you, he deceives you, he steals from you, he imprisons you, and then he kills you. This is what they do. And then they take your land and make you the aggressor. Isn't that right? What do they say about the people of Iraq that fight against the American military base? They're terrorists, right? Now, America is thousands of miles away from her own shore. She's fighting in Iraq, but the people who are born in Iraq are the terrorists, right? What about in Syria? Is that not the same thing? What about in Yemen or Yemen, whatever you want to call it? Is that not the same thing? Huh? Brothers and sisters, she's desperate, and her history and their history is written in blood. And this is why the Bible calls them the bloodshed. And this is why the Holy Quran speaks about them. When Yaqub was about to make these people, his uncle asked him, why would you, in certain words, I'm trying to paraphrase the street term, why are you going to make these people? Why are you going to bring them out? Because all they're going to do is cause mischief and killing and bloodshed. This is street talk now. I'm taking you from the Quran, the street talk, so you can understand it. So if you look at the history of them, right, even look at America, are the white people really the owners of this country, or are they occupiers of this country? Did they originate from here? No. How did they come about acquiring the land here? Through murder, bloodshed, deceit, and war, right? And anywhere you look, that's their history, and it's written in blood. And so now, all of this is blowing back on their own world. And they're feeling the blowback, and they're scared as hell at what they see awaiting them. You know, America, when you get out of her good graces, she punishes you, right? But let me tell you this right now. Nobody can punish you like the great God Allah. Believe that. And so America is now being punished. Britain is now being punished. Did you see how the pound sterling has dropped like a stone in the international market? I was telling you that was going to happen weeks ago because it's tied to the dollar, right? I ran it to you, told you about it, and look what happened in the last few days. But you're still from Missouri. You're from the Show Me State. You're trying to wait around and see instead of embracing the truth and then putting that truth as a beacon of light to guide you in your everyday life. You're going to be punished for that, black man and black woman. This white man knows it. This white man knows it. And as I was talking to one white scholar the other night, I was telling Rashid about it. I got to tell Brother Gerald a little bit of the inside. I'm not going to share everything on the air, but I got to tell Brother Gerald some of this stuff. But I was talking to one of the white scholars the other night. He decided to contact me, and he was telling me about the situation in the money market. And he was saying, did you hear about the situation, what really took place in Turkey? And I was saying, yeah, with Vladimir Putin. And he was saying, I was reading to him or telling him what I read in the papers. He said, it goes much deeper than that. There's a tectonic shift going on. He said, there's a great geopolitical realignment going on behind the scenes. And Vladimir Putin's visit there was to make sure that Turkey lived up to its agreements with Russia after Russia saved them from an American coup. This is what he was telling me. And he says that Vladimir Putin told him, politically, we'll walk with you. Economically, if you need us, we'll be there for you. And if you need us militarily, we'll stand side by side. If you turn on this beast, you see what they have in mind for you. So I was like, wow. And he said, he went and told me a little bit more. He says, so Rashid, there was something major that was taking place behind the scenes. and this will not sit well with the empire. Look for more bombings and tension in that area because Putin got what he wanted, and Erdogan agreed to remove the dollar from trade between Russia and Turkey, and they will trade in lira and ruble. Wow, that's a tectonic shift there. So now, allies are becoming enemies, right? And enemies becoming allies. You see, you may think you have it figured out, but Allah is the best knower. And so Muhammad told us long ago that Turkey would turn and fight on the side of the Muslims. This is what he said. Elijah Muhammad said this, but of course you don't believe that man because the white man told you not to believe. They told you to believe in Malcolm, even though Malcolm was taught by that man. They told you to believe in all of these other black leaders, even though all of them stole something from Elijah Muhammad. But today we're in a race against time. The white man, the white world, America, its culture, its system, all of it is dying rapidly. And you can see it every day. You can feel it. Look in your wallet and you'll see how your money, when you used to be able to buy this, but you can't buy that no more. And you see how products are shrinking every day. And it's costing you more to buy less. Isn't that right? And you're working longer hours to pay bills. And the bills are becoming higher and higher. And the excuses that the power companies and the water companies used to have for jumping up the prices no longer exist, but they continue to hike it up. Because this thing is coming to a fulfillment point. Some of you don't believe in prophecy. Some of you say, I believe the prophecy, but then you don't believe that it'll ever be fulfilled. And you can tell because of the way you act. You can tell because of the way you speak and the way you talk and the teachings that you run on. You don't believe in a culmination of the prophecies. But we're in the culmination, the fulfillment of the prophecies today. And we can point to it. We can prove to you in every spectrum of life that this thing is coming to a head and soon will burst open like a ball on your head. Brothers and sisters, let me finish this right here. Oh, when I speak on, brothers and sisters, I'm passionate about this truth. I'm passionate about Elijah Muhammad. I'm passionate about my people here in America. I'm passionate about the Savior. I'm passionate for the love and the unity of the black nation, but I know that you won't unify until you're punished, because this is what the scripture says. But listen, folks. So Muhammad says, the hearts of the people all begin to weaken and to fail because of what is going on and what they see is coming. Now, this is something that describes America to the T. All right? The next paragraph that I'm going to read, the next two. And when I read this, I want you to keep in mind America in Iraq, America in Afghanistan, America in her 135 countries that she occupies, some type of military or logistical base there. But especially I want you to understand and keep this in mind, Japan and South Korea, those nations, but especially Japan. Because America has over, what, I said 24, but when I had heard some other scholar, he said it was 48 military bases in Japan. Japan is only the size of California. America doesn't even have 48 military bases in California. But she has them in Japan. In Korea is the size a little bit smaller than the state of Alabama. And America has over 30 bases, 24 or 30 bases there. Right? From the Korean War that she started. And think about this. She's occupying Japan, made them change their system after the war, made them change their flag after the war, and she's still occupying them after dropping not one, but two atomic bombs on them. Okay? Now, keep that in mind when I read this. Okay? America and her people have lived so rich and so joyfully in wickedness, murder, robbery, and hatred of one another until it has hardened their hearts so much they are made to think that they can make friends and live on with those whom they had no mercy on. Right? Isn't that America?
We are going to be in Asia forever. We'll be the dominant power. We're going to dictate. We'll be with our allies, Japan.
You drop two nuclear bombs. Do you actually believe And not just in Korea, Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, just to name a few. Your wars of imperialism, aggression. It ain't just America, France, Britain, Belgium, all of them was over there killing and robbing and stealing and doing everything, but it was done, and it was a righteous cause. We were discovering places. How the hell are you going to discover something that was never lost? Huh? Oh, brothers and sisters, but Muhammad hits this on the point. He says, America and her people have lived so rich and so joyfully in murder and wickedness, murder, robbery, and hatred of one another, until it has hardened their hearts so much that they are made to think that they can make friends and live on with those whom they have had no mercy on. They crushed all the weak nations of the earth with their power and brought them into the clutches of slavery. They forced other nations to bow. They pushed their borders around the earth as Nebuchadnezzar did in his day and time. But in those days, Nebuchadnezzar boasted, and think over this, and he said, think over it. England made the same boast. England used to boast that the sun did not set on her empire. Take a look at England. Today, there is no British empire for the sun or the moon to set on. This is a warning to America. This is what Elijah Muhammad is warning America. You can't keep up empire if you don't have the funds to fund your expansion, to fund your military bases, to fund your expeditions across the world and your escapades into other nations' internal affairs. How the hell can you maintain empire when you don't have no money to? How the hell can you wage a war against people who are funding your nation's budget? You're trying to do that, right? But this is madness. This is what I call crackhead politics. My crack supplier has dope. I know it. I don't have the money to get it, and I'm tired of stealing. I'm going to go and rob him, and then I'll be back next week to buy some. And you think that's going to work? This is America's thinking. Crackhead policy. You know, when a crackhead gets a fix, they don't think clearly. The only thing that they're thinking about is the right now. I need my dope. Is that out of America in her foreign policy, in her domestic policy? Come on, talk back to your little brother. 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. This is a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, because truth is so plain, so clear, crystally clear, that you can't deny it. So, as I said, we're looking at an empire dying, an empire imploding, an empire collapsing and lashing out at everybody, right? Everybody. Because she has no clothes on. The empire is exposed naked to view. She has proven her ineptitude in Syria. Russia exposed her. China is exposing her for what she is in Asia, right? Russia exposed her so clearly. And now they're both working militarily and politically and economically to dethrone the dollar, because they know that is America's staff of might, her staff of power. But she's fallen, never to rise again. And her economic conundrum, her situation that she's in today, is far worse than you would ever know. I'm going to play two clips by Gregory Mannarino. It looks like the time is going down so quick. This is an hour show. You're going to give me some more time. We're going to go over this, because I got some more clips I want to run for you, okay? So, brothers and sisters, listen to this clip. This is a 10-minute clip by Gregory Mannarino. Listen to every minute of it, okay? Some of it he's going to go in and out, but listen to the important stuff. I didn't want to cut this up in no two little clips. I wanted you to hear this stuff as he was speaking it, because you're going to look at, listen to the madness in his voice. Listen to the exasperation. Listen to the anger, the rage against America, the rage against the system. But he was also a beneficiary of the system that he is raging against. So look at all of these things when you hear this. And he's going to reveal some things. This was day before yesterday. This was a video day before yesterday. And I also have the one that he did yesterday, which follows suit on this economic crisis that is now plaguing America. She can't get out of this. Listen closely. if they allow me to play it, okay? They're blocking me right now for playing it. Here we go. Come on.
Hey everybody, it's me, Gregory Manorino, Hawaii today. It is Wednesday, October 12th, 2016. Just about a half of an hour ago, we heard the minutes from the last Federal Reserve meeting. Well, what did we learn from it? More of the same. They're divided. They're unsure of what they're going to do or what they should do. However, we did find out that the Federal Reserve, in their own minutes, is questioning whether they are rattling public credibility and are concerned, okay? Sit down for this one. Are concerned that there may be some negative effects with regard to their ongoing, endless, disgusting monetary policy distortions. Who does that sound like? Does it sound like anyone you know? That I've only been saying these things like forever. I've also been saying that the Federal Reserve cannot be that stupid. They have to understand that there's going to be a price to pay for what they have done. We've never seen anything even close to this before in world history. And I mean that, not even close. We are in absolutely uncharted territory. The Federal Reserve never had a plan ever of how they would unwind their stimulus and money printing and adding digits to a screen and asset purchases and everything else that they've been doing. Look, anyone with even, again, one fraction of one functioning brain cell understands that when a world central bank, and they're all doing this, take the largest part of the market, that's the debt market, and distorts it. In other words, not allow the market to determine fair value for debt, it just will send a ripple effect through every single other asset class. Look, I've gone over this. You have to understand how important the bond market is or the debt market is. Every other asset derives value from what is occurring in the bond market or the debt market. It's the same thing. I know there's a lot of people seem to send me questions about that. Greg, what's the difference between the bond market and the debt market? It's the same thing. So, when they do this, when world central banks artificially suppress rates or in other parts of the world actually go negative with regard to interest rates, it causes capital to be misallocated. In other words, go into places where it shouldn't go and away from other places that it should go into. I've gone over this a billion times. And you get bubbles. You get inverse bubbles, bubbles to the downside. And I'm referring specifically to precious metals because they are in the biggest inverse bubbles in the history of the world. And you get a bubble in the stock market, which is completely out of touch with reality. These multiples cannot be justified. But meanwhile, they want the party to go on. That is, the participants in this market. And that puts the Federal Reserve in a very bad spot, especially right now in this election cycle. And, you know, there's all this nonsense talk about this, how the Federal Reserve is apolitical. You've got to be kidding me. Well, you know, I've been saying for the longest time that they are determined to keep this market inflated at this point. And they're doing nobody any favors here. If you're sitting there looking at your 401k and smiling about it, saying, oh, it's looking pretty good. Well, let me tell you something. That smile on your face is going to be wiped off, and I mean big time, at one particular moment here. And it could be, again, as soon as when these elections take place. It's the truth. No matter who ends up in the White House, it's really the truth. Because, again, all of this has to correct and will correct to fair value. And that's why the Federal Reserve is concerned. And that's their main concern. They say, well, if we do this, then this might happen. If we do that, this might happen. If we don't do this, this might happen. Again, they can't be that stupid. They have to know that their ineffective monetary policy, again, this is a direct collusion with our policymakers, has created an environment of extremes. Of extremes. And this all will correct to a fair value. And people are going to have their faces ripped off. They are. Those that are on the long side of this market that only make cash if the market goes higher, like in a 401k, like I covered recently. And it's going to be a party for guys like me who know how to take advantage of that. Because when this market starts to tumble, because this is what's being set up here, because I play the same game that the Wall Street banks are playing. When this thing starts to tumble, I will simply go short this market. And everyone's panicking and watching their 401k plans and watching their investments evaporate. They think the money goes, all that cash goes to money heaven. No, no, no. It simply is transferred from your reality to someone like mine's reality. So I smile as the market falls. You understand? I want you to know that that is exactly what is being set up here. The Wall Street banks don't care which, the investment banks don't care which way this market goes, and neither do I. The market drops, I go short. The market goes up, I go long. Very simple. This is what people don't understand. They say, oh, you know, everyone's losing money when the market goes down. No, 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 no. Absolutely not. More cash is made faster when the market falls than when it goes higher. You understand? You got to know these things to get a perspective on what has been set up, because this is a setup. Again, they can't be that stupid, and they are concerned that they've created problems in their own minutes. This is what they're saying. So understand, while the average person out there, and this is going to happen as this all corrects to fair value, admittedly from the Fed, their own minutes are concerned that they've created distortions here. Well, everyone out there is crying and weeping and looking at their 401k plans and their investments plunge. Guys on the other side of that equation, guys like me, because I'm being as straight as I can with you, are going to be very, very happy. And this is why I've been out here.
Now, I stopped it about 2 minutes earlier because I want to address something. See, this is the thing. The white man really believes that he can overcome prophecy. And they don't believe that they will be called to account for all of the mischief, all of the corruption, all of the deceit, all of the theft, and all of the war. They don't believe that. They believe that if the market collapses, see, this is why you have an insight here. They believe if the market collapses, they're going to position themselves to transfer their wealth from one side to the other side. Now, if that is the case, then why is there a judgment? If the rich people, if those so-called wise elite are able to do so, then there is no need for a judgment in the first place. The judgment happens to correct the wrong and make it right, to give justice to those who have been deprived of justice, right? So they can talk about transferring of wealth, hidden wealth. They can bury money in the mattress and under the ground for whatever they want to do. They won't overcome God, because we know that this is the judgment, and justice must take place in the judgment. You understand? So, the Bible, the few books of James, tells you about how their gold and silver would be cankered, right, and be moth-eaten. And it also says that it would testify against them, and that they had heaped up wealth for the last days. We're in the last days. So for them, this is the last days of the world or the rule of Adam. So this is the last time they are allowed to build up wealth. And they can no longer transfer wealth. As the book tells you, if you go to Genesis and you read this, when it talks about Adam, and then it goes down and you go further on and it talks about Abram. Who is Abraham? And God tells Abraham, and I'm paraphrasing, but I'm close to it. He said, know for a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a strange land, and shall served these people for 400 years who shall ill entreat them, right? And I, God, will come and judge them myself. And after that, God says, you're going to come out with great suffering. So there will be a wealth transfer, but the wealth won't be transferred from white to white or from power broker to power broker. No. The book tells you that the what will inherit the earth, right? What will inherit the earth? Talk back to your brother, right? And so, and all that which is in the earth, right? So look, if we leave here, and we are, and if scripture is to be fulfilled, and it is, and if God's word is bond, which it is, then in the fall of America, those who have been kept in the mire of civilization and have been deprived of justice and luxury will become the head cornerstone, and they will leave out with great treasure. Brothers and sisters, if you don't believe what I'm saying, not only do you go to Genesis and look at this, you can go through the next four books of the Old Testament. And when Moses, when Moses got ready to take his people out, he said, go borrow this gold from this person and that silver from that person. Borrow that and borrow it from their taskmasters. Right? Why? They had heaped up so much gold that Moses and them knew that they were about to exit. And this would be a down payment on the hell that they suffered. Go read this stuff, brother. It's right there in the Bible. Stop being lazy and do some research. So this is what we're looking at. There will be a great transfer of wealth. There will be a great destruction of wealth. There will be great desolations and tribulations. But on the other side, you will prosper and benefit the greatest. Black man, it's a beautiful time. Black woman, it's a beautiful time to be an ex-slave, up from slavery of 400 years, and to be here with your eyes wide open spiritually and physically, and embracing the truth of God as revealed by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's a blessing that you can never repay God for, as my mom always say. If I had a trillion tongues and I lived a trillion years, my praise or the glory of God would always fall short. I bear her witness. I definitely bear her witness. We know that God is the greatest. We know that he's here. And so we see the works of what the prophets had predicted upon his coming. And we see America falling to her knees. Matter of fact, I'm going to play another clip for you, but let me get to something. Gregory Malarino is talking about something real, real, real deep. So I want to go back to something. Let's go to the Bible. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 47. And then you'll see what's going on with the rise in the Middle East. Remember we told you that it would be a regional war? Remember that? And what are they talking about over there? They're moving toward a regional war. Aren't they saying that on all of the alternative media? Aren't they saying that on all of the overseas media? We told you that here a long time ago. And how God would draw all those nations over there for your cause. All that stuff is being done for you. America is being broken down by degrees. She's suffering death from a thousand cuts because God loved you above all else. The Bible said that you were the apple of his eye. And as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, Master Farad Muhammad said, go, Elijah, and tell them, I love them so much that I would kill off nations for them to give them a home. You go tell them, Elijah. And I bear witness that Elijah most definitely told us. I bear witness. So, in the Bible, in Isaiah chapter 47, we've read part of this before, but we're going to read this again because look at the time frame that we're in. Look at what's going on in the South China Sea, what's going on in Ukraine, what's going on in Syria, in Iraq, in Yemen. And by the way, let me address something that took place in Yemen real quick. For those of you who don't know, this is how America works. She puts out a lie a day or two before, and then she justifies her aggressive acts right after that. Now, she puts in the Western media that two missiles were fired at a destroyer, a U.S. destroyer, off the coast of Yemen. And 2 days later, she bombed some radar sites in Yemen, right? Now, for those of you who are closer to you. Huh? If she was innocent as she is, says she is, why was she in that nation's territorial waters? Huh? You don't think about these things. Right? And the Yemeni people said that they did not do that. But notice this, because this is the correlation of Syria real quick. After announcing that, Russia said they found no evidence of it. Iran said they found no evidence of missiles being fired at U.S. destroyers. And then America launched 3 or 4 missile salvos from that destroyer that took out radar sites within Yemen. All this is connected, brothers and sisters. Now, upon the missiles hitting their targets and knocking out the radar, immediately the Saudi-backed forces overran one of the Yemeni cities. Does this bring to mind what happened when America bombed the Syrian forces and said it was a mistake and why they were coordinating with ISIS to overrun that city? See, she's evil to the core. She's wicked as hell and must be removed. She is the roadblock. She is the greatest obstacle to peace and stability. But you never look at these things like that. But all of these things are taking place to stretch America, see? To stretch her power out so that she can collapse here at home, so that her rule over you can be broken. And this is why you hear me say this ad nauseum. This is a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, to live in the time of vindication. Man, you couldn't ask for nothing better except to go over to the hereafter. So that address, let me go into something, because that ties in with the Syrian crisis, the Yemeni crisis, the Libyan crisis, the Ukrainian crisis, the economic crisis, which is plaguing America and Europe and the entire world, and that over in the South China Sea. In chapter 47 of Isaiah, it reads like this. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. It didn't say Babylon, it said, O virgin daughter of Babylon. So this is an offspring of Babylon. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that no other nations fulfilled this prophecy better than England and America, who are the two greatest troublemakers in the world. England and America, right? And we know that Germany is evil as hell, but I'm talking about war starters. We've been persecuting and prosecuting war all over the planet. Who is it? England and America, right? Who refuses to give black people rights in England and America, right? And who is trying to maintain their rule and sway over the Middle East and North Africa? England and America, right? Okay. So, and I'm looking at the time. It says 1 minute left. Brothers and sisters, please don't answer your phones and don't click over. And don't, if you're on your computer, please don't go to the site because you may get knocked off your URL and you might have to come back and listen to the show, which is not a bad thing at all. I always advise you to go back and listen to the show again because each time you're going to get something else out of it. Okay? But let us finish this right here because you're going to give me some more time. I'm going to talk to you. So it says, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne. O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstone and grind meal. Uncover thy locks. Make bare thy leg. Uncover thy thigh. Pass over the rivers. I'm going to tell you what this stuff means. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered. no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. Well, why isn't she going to be? Because she's going to be uprooted. She's going to be exposed. She's going to be beaten in war. She's losing in Afghanistan. She's losing in Yemen. She's losing in Libya. She's losing in Syria. She's losing in Iraq. She's losing in North and South Korea. She's losing in the South China Sea. Right? If you don't believe me, what happened? The Afghanis, the so-called Mujahideen, the Taliban, just overran three more cities in Afghanistan the other day. Right? But America says that Afghanistan is becoming stable. Right? What about Iraq? Huh? America is so wicked. She's talking about helping the Iraqis overtake Mosul. But her plans was this. She contacted and put pressure on the Iraqi government and demanded them to halt their move on that city because ISIS was in that city. And America is taking cargo planes to airlift over 9,000 ISIS people from Mosul to Syria so that she can justify intervening in Syria. So that, and then it'll look good for America saying that they liberated the Iraqi city of Mosul. It's madness. This is America. This is that crazy devil trying to impose his will on the world. Isn't that something? But let's go further. So, after that it says, I was wroth with my people. I have polluted mine inheritance and given them into thine hand. Thou didst shew them no mercy. Upon the ancient hast thou very heavily laid thy yoke. Stop right there. The ancient people are us. We are them. We are God's people. We are the ancient people. And America has never shown any type of mercy towards black America. Only contempt, even though we have served her freely and willingly with sacrifice, with blood, with sweat, with tears, with brain power, with our finances to make her independent and to keep her independent. Yet she has robbed us of the right for independence constantly. She has shown us no mercy, right? So we go further and it says, and thou sayest, I shall be a lady forever. Stop right there. What does America say? We ain't going nowhere. We'll be in Europe forever. We're not going anywhere. We'll be the power to be reckoned with in the Middle East and North Africa. We're not going anywhere. We will be the superpower to come. In Asia. Isn't that what she says? Isn't that what she says? You can go pull this stuff up. Well, look at what the Bible says about that. And thou sayest, I shall be a lady forever, so that thou didst not lay these things to thy heart, neither didst thou remember the latter end of it. Therefore, hear now this. Thou that art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that sayest in thine heart, I am. And none else besides me. In that America, I am the world's only superpower. I am the world's only hyperpower. I am the indispensable nation. Isn't that right? Okay? So he says, see, it's beautiful when you understand scripture. He says this, therefore, hear now this, thou that art given to pleasure, that dwellest carelessly, that says in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know loss of children. Now listen what it says. But these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day. The loss of children and widowhood. All the people who fornicated, who had this so-called nuptial, this geopolitical and economic nuptial with America are now breaking the nuptial agreement and are going to the east and leaving her bare and naked and used up. They are all going over to the AAIB and to the Chinese Silk Road and to the BRICS Infrastructure Bank. So that whore that had tempted many nations and had married many kingdoms is now being uprooted and left as a widow that is losing all of her children in wars of aggression and on her own street being shot down So the book says, this shall come in its perfection. Now, that's beautiful, I'm telling you. And it says, for the multitude of thy sorceries and for the great abundance of thine enchantments, the lies, the deception that she put on us in the world, God going to put it back on her and have her in the region. Therefore, that's why Gregory Mannarino keeps saying, they can't be this stupid. Yes, they can. God has smitten them with derision and madness, and they don't know the head from the tail. They don't know what to do because prophecy said this must take place, and you hear it right here in Isaiah, all right? All praise is due to Allah. Come on, walk with your brother a little bit longer. You tired? Don't be tired. If your feet hurt, put on these spiritual new balances, and let's walk another mile, okay? All praise is due to Allah. A race against time on the highway of destruction. This is America. This is Europe. This is the white world. So, we go further in this, and he says, for thou hast trusted in thy wickedness, thou hast said, none seeth me. Isn't that America? We must make them conform to international law. But then, we have every right to bomb Syria. We don't need the permission of the Syrian government. Their territorial integrity, it's not our worry. Turkey has the right to defend itself. Syria doesn't have the right to defend itself. Right? And you see how she changed the retractable laws Elijah Muhammad talked about. So you put your faith in this. But today you're getting a good lesson, okay? So he says, for thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else besides me. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth. Now stop right there. So they don't know. They're looking over here, and they're looking over. This is why America put up that prison scheme. This is why she put up that homeland security thing. This is why she's monitoring everybody everywhere on the face of the planet. Because she knows prophecy, and she knows God said it's going to come, but you ain't going to know where it's going to come from, and how it's going to come, and when it's going to come. All you got to know is that it's going to come, and when it comes, it's going to hit hard. So she's desperate. She's trying to monitor this stuff. So, this is scripture unfolded to you right here, live and living color. So, Muhammad goes further, he says, the Bible says this right here. It says, for thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else besides me. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth. And mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off. And desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Stand now with thine enchantments and with the multitude of thy sorcerers, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. If so be that thou shalt be able to profit, if so be that thou mayest prevail, thou art weary in the multitude of thy counsels. See, he's saying that they're worried. They're trying to prepare something because they're trying to win against God. They're confused, they're crazy, and they're trying to win against God. So he's calling all of his war councils together, all of his propaganda machines, what we call the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and all of these daily papers and stuff. The Sadducees, the Pharisees and Sadducees. All right? So they're all getting together, all of the economic scholars, all of the military planners, all of the cultural people, all of them are coming together in council to try to counsel those who are in power on how to try to stay in power and overcome prophecy. This is description, but it is not going to happen. So it says, thou art weary in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers and the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Now God is mocking them. Get all your people. Get them all together. Get all your equipment together. And see if all y'all can save yourself from what's coming on. God is mocking them now. And then he says, behold, they know what it is. And for those of you who are work with fire, you know what stubble is. And after things are burned up, stubble. Alright? He says, behold, they shall be stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm it, nor a fire to sit before it. Thus shall they be unto thee with whom thou hast labored, even thy merchants from thy youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter, and none shall save thee. You know what he's just talking about? All of these people who had fornicated economically were going to desert. She's going to be left alone. She's going to be, as we told you, sanctioned like she likes to sanction everybody else. And now you see God is whipping her behind. You see these things. Isn't it beautiful to understand prophecy? Isn't it beautiful to see prophecy in real time, to understand what you never really understood before? Now, I want to say to you all this right here before, while you're looking, because some of you may say, well, that brother know this and that brother. Well, I want to know, well, I'm standing on the shoulder of giants. I want to get this out in the front right now. I may look big, but I'm standing on the shoulder of giants. You're not looking at the base of me. The base of me is Elijah Muhammad. The base of me is all of these brothers who have put the input into me and it registered to me. And God has given me something to be able to converse with you on. So when you're looking at me, please don't stop. Look at the base, because I'm standing on the shoulder of great giants. These are marvelous men and women who sacrificed to get this truth out. And I'm able to convey this truth to you in real time, that you may see and understand and know that the God that Elijah Muhammad represents is real. That you may see and understand and know that he may sit high, but he looks low. His ears not closed and his arm is not shortened that he cannot save. He is all powerful, all hearing, all knowing. He is the savior of black America. He's the savior of the black nation. He is God in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, the great Mahdiah of the Muslims and the Christ of the Christians. And we forever give praise and thanks to him for coming, for leaving heaven to deliver you and I from this brutal beast that no nation on earth could whoop. And we thank him for giving us the greatest living sacrifice that was given at any time and any place in the personage of the last and the greatest messenger of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the upliftment, the liberation, and redemption of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, and then the billions around the world, always know that your little brother loves you, and I don't love you to death. I love you to life. But my love always pales in comparison to that great God who left all of his glory for you, Master Farad Muhammad, and his last and greatest messenger who gave all of himself for your deliverance, and that mighty, mighty, mighty nation of Islam. I love you until we next speak again. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I made.